Donna Barnett realized fast that downsizing to a six-room 1920s bungalow after her divorce had its upsides. Able to go all in with flirty hues, luxe fabrics, and gleaming accents, Donna created a glam bachelorette pad that's the exact opposite of the home she once shared with her ex-husband and three teenage sons. But because of a self-admitted weakness for anything sparkly and glittery, she enlisted Kevin Walsh of Bear Hill Interiors to help ensure the decor skewed grown up and not too girly. With JFK's assassination, Lyndon Baines Johnson did ascend to the presidency, using Kennedy's post-mortem goodwill to pass much of his Great Society legislation. But the pull of Vietnam drew him closer and closer to, and finally down, the drain. Johnson was reviled by much of the electorate, declined to run for a second term, and left Washington for good in 1969. Returning to his Texas ranch with a renewed enthusiasm for alcohol and nicotine, he grew his hair long and lamented how the kids had been right, before finally dying of a broken heart on January 22, 1973. Thelma Todd, also known as Hot Toddy, was an actress on the Hollywood scene in the late 1920s and early 30s. Thelma lived in an apartment above the cafe that she ran called the Sidewalk Cafe. Just uphill from the cafe was her garage. On December 15, 1935, Thelma Todd was found dead inside her garage behind the steering wheel of her Packard convertible. At the time, there were some who believed that she had committed suicide or accidentally killed herself while warming up her car. However, signs of foul play soon came to light. Thelma had blood on her mouth, and there were traces of blood on the car, as well as a smudged handprint on the car door. What's more, Thelma's blood alcohol level was too high for her to have climbed in her high-heel shoes the 300 uphill steps to the garage. Despite these findings, the death of Thelma Todd was ultimately ruled a suicide. Witnesses testified that she was depressed and occasionally spoke of killing herself. The facts still seem to indicate that there was foul play involved in her death. But unfortunately for Thelma, no one will ever know what really happened in that garage.